This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated that Naxalism will be completely eradicated from the country by the 31st of March next year, and CRPF Jawans will play the most important role in this. The Home Minister was addressing the function of the 86th Foundation Day of the CRPF in Neemuch, Madhya Pradesh this morning. Mr. Shah said the country's resolve to completely get rid of Naxalism will be fulfilled on the strength of their indomitable courage. He said the soldiers of Cobra Battalion are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free.
चाहे कश्मीर की वादियों में आतंकवाद फैलाने वाले नापाक इरादे रखने वाले आतंकियों के सामने जूझना हो, चाहे पूर्वोत्तर में शांति प्रस्तापित करने के लिए हमेशा तैनात रहना हो, और सबसे बड़ी बात पशुपति टू तिरुपति का एक हौसला रखने वाले दुर्दांत नक्सलियों को आज चार जिलों में सिमट कर रख देना, इस सारे कारनामों में हमारे सीआरपीएफ के जवानों का बहुत बड़ा योगदान है.
The Home Minister praised the families of all the martyred CRPF Jawans. He said the contribution of the families of the martyrs is incomparable in making the country strong and prosperous. The Select Committee of the Lok Sabha on the new Income Tax Bill 2025 is holding a meeting at the Parliament House in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bijayant Panda. The committee will submit its report on the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha during the first half of the budget session of Parliament. Later, the draft law was referred to the Select Committee of the House. The Supreme Court will resume hearing today on the Wakf Amendment Act 2025 after the centre requested more time to respond to three key questions raised by the bench yesterday. The three-judge bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Justices P.V. Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan yesterday paused its planned interim order while hearing a batch of petitions challenging the Wakf Amendment Act 2025. The court asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Wakf by user can be disallowed, as many will not have requisite documents to get such works registered. CJI Khanna also expressed concern over the violence that has broken out in West Bengal against the amendments to the Wakf Act. The Enforcement Directorate ED is questioning Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, for the third consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. India's smartphone export has reached a record level of 2 lakh crore rupees in the last fiscal. Smartphones have emerged as India's largest export in the first 10 months of the last financial year. This was stated by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in a social media post. He said in 2013-14, the country's smartphone exports were ranked 167th and now it has reached the number one position. In West Bengal, Leader of Opposition Shubhendu Adhikari of the BJP has demanded an NIA investigation in the Murshidabad violence case. The party also demanded compensation for those who were affected by the violence over the Wakf Amendment Act. BJP State President Shukanto Mojumdar said the houses and shops which were damaged in the violence should be repaired by the state government. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India's defence sector is moving ahead on the path of self-reliance and is also strengthening its potential of defence exports in the world. Speaking at the inaugural session of Defence Conclave Force of the Future in New Delhi, he said the primary focus of the government is to enhance the capabilities of the defence sector.
हमारा लक्ष्य है भारत को एक ऐसा देश बनाना जो न केवल अपनी रक्षा जरूरतें खुद पूरी कर सके बल्कि दुनिया की जरूरतों को भी पूरा करने में पूरा सहयोग कर सके. मेक इन इंडिया फॉर द वर्ल्ड, इस विजन के साथ भी हम लोग काम कर रहे हैं. आज भारत का डिफेंस सेक्टर ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन्स को रेजिलिएंट बनाने में बड़ी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाने के लिए.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.